A lot of times people say, oh, they shouldn't do that. They're not considering other people. You're not in your right mind. He never slept. He worked in the ironworks for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get all of us together and pay for all one person, you know. And my mother died when she was only 27 in her bed. My little brother said, he's my oldest now, gee, Dad, Mom is breathing awful hard this morning. She was having a heart attack. But
at 27?
At 27 years old. They married young there too, you know. You'd be surprised. But anyways, somehow we managed, and he always, oh my God, always wished that we would stay together. And he got his wish, because we were all in New England first, and then we were all in, always keeping in touch, visiting, always in touch with every family here. And the one in Florida, when they moved to Florida, we didn't see them too much. They're raising their kids too, you know. But he got his wish. That, like one of them, let's say, like my brother in Florida and California, never paid attention to us. You know, some people go that way too. But we always, every chance we could, if they could take a trip up here, they would take it. It was very, very nice. So I'm glad. I think of him a lot. And I think, wow, he got his wish, you know. I say that to my kids a lot. Think about him getting his wish. You know.
Now, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have four brothers. One, you know, the one that died, and I have two. I had three sisters, two sisters, but I only have one left now because my little twin sister, you know, but she's a twin too. A twin to a boy, Albert and Alberta. You know, and some people say, well, she was having her twins too quick together, but. She was all right after she had them, you know. In those days, they had big families, you know. But I don't care what people say, you know. You're mapped out for your life. Everything is mapped out for you. You can't change it. Believe that? Do you believe that? That everything will be in one map or in one... And you can't change it.
I don't know. Some days I feel that way, and
yeah.
Other days I think it's really up to us to make up our minds to change it.
Yeah. You know, you can't change people, but the people themselves can change if they have the will to do it, you know. So my oldest brother is still living, and one in California is not doing too good. And then Paul died, and then Roland, my other brother, he does a lot of volunteer work at, at the other hospital, the Parkview. He loves it, but he's feeling pretty bad. He had half his lung taken out. He never was sick in his life, and all of a sudden he had a little bit of anxiety problems for a while, and then he was writing somewhere. He didn't feel good. He took himself to the hospital. He was having a heart attack, a very small heart attack, you know, not serious. He went there and the doctors told him, good thing you did. It's a good thing you did come. So about 6 months after, he doesn't feel good again. He goes to the doctor. The doctor said, you have cancer. Can you imagine that a man that never was sick in his life and getting all this now? But he feels very tired all the time. I keep telling him, you do too much work over there. But he likes it. And I told him one time, you work too much. You work too much. Don't do so much work. Don't tell me what to do, he said. But anyway, he does a lot of... I don't think they let him do as much work as when he did. They really love him over there, you know, for what he does. They sent him a lot of cards. They made cakes for him when he got sick, you know. They did everything.
So,
the body